Hello, heroes. Welcome to Modifier. I'm your host, Megan Dornbrock. So Dreamation was this past weekend, and it was fantastic. If you were able to go, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And if not, you should definitely consider getting to Dreamation or one of these double exposure events as soon as you can. I still consider myself kind of a newcomer to games, for whatever that's worth, and last year Metatopia was my first real gaming convention that wasn't also like 14 other conventions at the same time, and I'm finding that the best way to describe double exposure events, they're like Narnia, I think. So like the first time you go, you're exploring this whole brand new world, and it's amazing and incredible, and the second event you go to, it's like this incredible homecoming, this reunion of magical friends, and more exploring, and great games. It's all great games. It's so good. Speaking of, I played some really great games that I hope to be able to find an excuse to talk about on Modifier one of these days. I also picked up a big pile of stuff that I want to play just based on hearing everybody rave about it, because unfortunately, as much like Narnia as these cons are, they do not run on Narnia time, and you can only fit so many things into a weekend. Part of the incredible experience is sharing your stories with your friends and people that you run into at the convention, saying, oh, what did you play? I played this game, it was incredible. And they say, oh, that's cool, I did this game and it was also incredible. And you go, well, okay, I need to put that on my list. And oops, I bought that book. So you can take it home and hopefully find somebody to play with you, or you'll come back next year and play it then. As for what I did end up getting into, I played Golden Sky Stories for the first time, which is incredibly cute. I LARPed for the first time, which is incredibly fun. And I finally got to sit on the other side of the screen for a game of Dragon Age, so it was very nice to get to play that for once. Another game I played was Witch, The Road to Lindisfarne, and the next afternoon I actually got taken to go see the movie The Witch, so that's some nice spectacularly spoopy synergy right there, and I highly recommend both of those experiences. The game is a GM-less story game about a witch in plague-era Britain, and the movie is about Puritan America's witches, and so there's a little bit of difference there, but they do definitely touch on a lot of the same themes, like witches. And they are just both so skin-crawlingly eerie in the right company. So if you're into spooky, if you're into witches, play that game, watch that movie. I don't think I'll be able to stop talking about either one of those for the next couple of weeks, so get on that. I also played Companion's Tale for the second time now. It's just such a good game, and if you haven't heard designer Laura Simpson run it on One Shot or just be the sweetest human ever on Backstory, add both of those shows to your to-listen list. You will not be sorry. And when her Kickstarter goes up in the summer, you'll hear about it. I'll shout about it. This is a game that you need to play. In short, get to a double exposure event if you can. One of them, any one of them, I don't care, pick one. They're all going to be great. It's going to be a good time. But now I'm in that sort of post-con bummer phase where I have to be at home in the real world, and I'm just obsessively adding everyone on G+ and reading everybody's con recaps and weeping softly into my brand new RPG books. And I think the only remedy for this is kittens. Lucky for me, and for you, this week I'm talking to Cheyenne Wall Grimes about Laser Kittens, which is an adorable storytelling RPG that uses a deck of cards instead of dice. It's super cute and super fun, and the Kickstarter is in its final days right now, right this very second, as I'm recording this, and as this episode drops, this Kickstarter is wrapping up. Cheyenne and I talk a lot about the gameplay in this episode, but watching the video I find helped me understand it visually. They've got some nice visuals of gameplay. So go take a look, like listen to the episode, go watch the Kickstarter video, and then go back the Kickstarter, because even though they've reached funding, I mean, we still need stretch goals, you guys. There's some really cute stuff to get. So why don't I actually let Cheyenne tell you all about it? So let's get to the show.
Thank you so much for talking to me and hanging out.
Absolutely.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about you, Cheyenne?
So my name is Cheyenne Wall Grimes. I currently live in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm originally from West Virginia. I live here with my husband, Chris, and our ridiculously awful cat, Julius, who's the best thing. And I am a barista by day, but a game designer by every single other moment of my life. And I am half of Glitter Cat's Fine Amusements that I am a part of with Stentor Danielson, who lives in Pittsburgh. He's my game design partner and one of my best friends.
Very cool. So what are some games from Glitter Cat's Fine Amusements?
So our first game is called Bunny Money Gunny. It is the heaviest strategy game you'll ever play about being a bunny trying to get five whole dollars. It's specifically a three-player game. It's a lot of fun. And then our second game, which I came up with, is called The Fool's Journey. It is a storytelling game using the major arcana cards from a tarot deck.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. I did an episode of One Shot at Metatopia this year playing that game, and just got to listen to it for the first time, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we are getting ready to kickstart our first RPG, which is called Laser Kittens. It is an adorable, chaotic RPG about being a tiny kitten who is learning how to cat and how to control their laser.
Perfect. And by the time this airs, I think we'll be near the end of that Kickstarter. So if people haven't heard me and everybody else shouting about it on Twitter and G+ and wherever else, go check it out, because I'm sure it's doing well. I'm just going to make that prediction now.
Thank you.
You should get in on it. Yeah. No, the if I had a dollar for every time I heard someone mention Laser Kittens, I could probably fund the Kickstarter. So I think it's going to be really good. I'm excited.
That's a huge compliment. Thank you for that.
It's the truth. So what is the difference between a laser kitten and a glitter cat?
Okay, so a glitter cat is, well, first off, the difference between a kitten and a cat. Kittens don't know anything about the world. Cats know everything about the world. And so a glitter cat is just nice, sparkly, fun, happy. A lot of our games, if, as you can tell, are it's kind of in the cute realm of things. We have a couple other games that'll be coming out in the next couple of years. Stentor is working on a Powered by the Apocalypse game called Let's Get Ready to Rock, in which you play a rock band. And I think it'll be really, really fun. And then I've been working on a game that's not as cute about mental health, about having to deal with irrational thoughts becoming something that you must actually combat.
Oh.
And so we're delving into some different things. But at the beginning, everything was really, really cute. Both of us are fairly cute people. Mm-hmm. And so that made a little bit of a difference. I actually came into the company with that name already existing to the company. And I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. A laser kitten, however, is a teeny tiny little foster kitten, one that ended up out on the streets or being dropped off at a humane society and has gone to their foster home to be able to learn how to become an awesome cat. In the game, there are NPCs of humans and adult cats, which we call professors, and then non-cats, which are just other animals that are around the house. And so you learn lessons from everyone. You don't, cats only really talk to each other. Dogs don't understand cats. Rabbits don't even try.
Yeah.
And so being a laser kitten, you're just learning how to cat. And one of the things that most humans do not know is that every cat has a laser.
Oh.
It is scientifically proven by taking photographs of cats' eyes and seeing like the bright colors in their eyes.
That's what that is.
That's absolutely their lasers. You just don't know that's what it is.
Okay.
And so every kitten has their own laser, and it's a lot of fun. You can choose to have your laser go off, or if you're in enough scenes, it will just go off randomly because you're a kitten and you don't know what you're doing yet. So there's a great element of kind of the chaos of being a kitten to this game. And that's one of my favorite parts of it.
You foster kittens, right?
When I was still living in Pittsburgh, I used to live with Stentor and his wife, Christina. And yeah, they actually have The game is based off of Knoll Street School for Wayward Kittens, which is what we used to call their old apartment. And while I was living there, I helped foster several litters of kittens, usually with theme names. We had ones that were named after American gladiators. We had an entire Mr. Rogers Neighborhood cast. It was always ridiculously silly and lots of fun. So yeah, that's where the game came out of. It was just so much fun raising kittens that were like, actually be a pretty compelling game. Let's give it a shot. And that's how it started.
Very cool. So why the storytelling aspect? I looked through what you've got so far on the Kickstarter as far as like how it works. And it seems like there are a few mechanics, but not a lot. It seems to mostly rely on everybody just kind of telling a fun story.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest components of that is just the designers, myself and Centaur. That's our kind of game. We both really, really enjoy something that's much more heavy on the storytelling as opposed to the mechanics. And we mainly wanted to keep it simple also because in playing a kitten, you don't know much about the world. A lot of external factors aren't something that they take into account. Mm-hmm. And so I think it really actually helps a lot that it's a card-based mechanic. It's just two standard poker decks with the face cards removed. And so it's literally just an ace for one through 10, and black numbers are positive, red numbers are negative. And so it's just number against number. It's very easy and very quick to actually get through the mechanics of the game, leading to kind of a fast and more chaotic feeling. And it works really well. But yeah, like I said, we both just really, really like storytelling games. And that's been kind of our big focus. And so, you know, it was really fun to get to create a game that had mechanics that supported the world that you're in and isn't a hindrance in any way. Because sometimes you can play some games and you get bogged down with having to do so many roles and have so many successes and things like that. So a lot of stuff that's come out of like Powered by the Apocalypse games and Fate Core and things like that, where it is definitely much more focused on, you have the capability of doing these things, tell me how you did it. It's just a far more interesting game.
Absolutely. And so everyone is a kitten, and do they all start with the same amount of cards, basically, or the same like values of cards, or is all of that kind of random?
The way that it works is that you have a laser track. You will have five cards that are face down, and everything that you're in, you flip over a card. And as the game goes, you're able to gain cards for, you know, doing things within the scenes that kind of get you further along in learning your lessons as a kitten.
Okay.
There's a class captain for each scene. And at the end of each scene, they flip over a couple of random cards and hand them out depending on how they felt the character did during the scene. And you're then able to flip over switch out cards, whether you know them or not, from your laser track to try to make your cards a better value. One of the things we definitely wanted to get across in this is that everything that happens to you, whether it's good or bad, is a learning experience. And so just because your laser goes off and you have negative numbers doesn't mean you're not going to accomplish what you set out to do. It just may have unexpected consequences that you weren't really expecting. So it's not a you fail at this situation. It's a you succeed, but situation. And I think that's a great way to have compelling storytelling, even if it is about kittens.
Yeah. And the class captain for each scene, are they helping to figure out what these lessons are or to facilitate learning that? Or how does that work?
So at the beginning, during character creation, every kitten decides on a class that everyone is taking together. And we ended up using just kind of normal human classes like philosophy and interior design and things like that. And so you get this really kind of broad sense of, okay, well, if you have an A in interior design, you know what the room should look like. So just because you put toilet paper all over the place, you think that that's exactly the aesthetic that you were going for. So you get to do cute things like that. The class captain, since this is a GM-less game, the class captain can be in the scene and can participate, but also takes over for any NPCs that are in the game, and also does any of the challenges, because there is actually, you have a hand of cards that you can use to either attack things or try to make things happen. It can be PvP if you want. The last game I actually played at Midwinter Gaming Convention, my kitten and another kitten hated each other, and we actually did some PvP. It was interesting. A lot of times it's, I want the refrigerator open, so I'm going to play this card against the refrigerator to figure out if I can get it open. And so a lot of times it's just affecting the world around you. So it's really interesting to see what all can come out of it.
Do they come up with some of these goals during character creation, or is it sort of organic through the storytelling? Like, oh, there is a refrigerator and I didn't know about that, so I want in it.
Yeah, usually it's more organic just because the nature of being a kitten. You don't really, most of them don't seem to remember much past like a minute ago. So a lot of it is, oh, there's a thing, let's do that. We've had really, it's been really fascinating watching how the games go. Some of them are super realistic, just the automatic food dispenser isn't working, but you can see that it's full. How do we get food out of it? To our human has a new boyfriend that we don't like, and so I wish he would go away. Well, my laser can make people make things disappear that you don't want, and I got a colossal, like a positive 35 success on it, so I ended up blinking him out of existence. He never was born. So just because you have a success doesn't mean it's going to go what would probably be the best, in air quotes, for your kitten. But, you know, it's just really fun to see what people come up with. We've had all sorts of ridiculous stories, and it's fun to play with kids, but it still really tickles me to see adults just get so fluttered about doing things as kittens. It's really cute.
Okay. And you'll have to tell me more about these lasers now, because blinking someone out of existence is an incredible amount of power.
So there are 20 lasers, and they're all named to rhyme with pew, pew, pew. So
of course.
One is Zoo Zoo Zoo, where you can have other animals come and help in whatever way that means. There's 222, which can either double something, double the distance between, or, you know, so I've had somebody trying to use 222 to get further away from a rat that was trying to hurt them. But instead,
okay, smart.
With the success, it doubled the rats. And now there's two giant rats chasing after the kittens. And so things like that. There's a whole bunch of different ones, and it's really fun to play with. And it's, you know, we're making sure in the text of the book to give examples of, like, here's what a small success would look like. Here's what a giant success would look like. So that way you can really take it and make it your own and have fun with it. So
cool. So there are some degrees there built in for how good you did, or how maybe not so good.
Absolutely.
So there's 20. How difficult was it to come up with 20 laser names that rhyme with pew, pew, pew? Or was it just as fun as it sounds?
I will give Stentor all the credit on that. He came up with all of them, and he showed them to me the first time. He's like, I don't know about this. I'm like, no, they're perfect. It's so funny. And it's just been ridiculously fun watching people interact with it. It's been really awesome. This being like the first full out RPG with its own mechanic system that either one of us have written. And so it's been so fun watching people take the ideas that we're giving to them and just run. because I actually 2 years ago at Metatopia, and that would have been 2014, was the first time it was play tested anywhere. And I took it and I was like, I don't know, we'll see how this goes. I hope this is fun. And it was a blast from the get-go. I had, you know, I tried to give the best description I could for the game, and I had totally the right group of people show up. They were so into it. And I understand this isn't a game for everyone. Like, I have some friends that have looked at it and been like, you guys are doing an awesome job. I never want to play that game, but I'm so happy you created it, because it's not for everyone. And I understand that. And that's fine. But it's been a really interesting thing getting to see people finally, you know, grab it and take hold of it and make it their own. It's been really fun.
Has it changed much since you started playtesting it at Metatopia?
It has changed a bit. It was, again, we had a little bit more mechanics to it. Maybe not mechanics, but we had additional like lessons that the kittens were supposed to learn. And we were trying to do things with like essentially XP. And the more that we played through it, we realized simplifying it made it better. And again, just really getting back to, you know, the innocence and the naivete of a kitten, you know, if you have too many rules, it gets bogged down. So yeah, it's actually really kind of simplified more than anything over the 2 years that we've been playtesting it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there an end point, or do you just sort of play as long as you'd like to?
You pretty much play as long as you'd like to. We kind of address it more as like almost like a television show or a movie, where you end up kind of having one big adventure. The last game that I played, we had two professor cats who were both strays outside before they came to live in our foster home, and would tell us about the outside world a lot. And so one of the kittens just decided, that's it. I have to go outside. And we get out there and have no clue what to do and are terrified. And one of the cats realized that the black wires that are hanging from the trees up in the air make the power happen. And so if we turn the power off, maybe then our human would come back outside looking for us. And so we managed to get up there, turn the power out, knocks the power out for the entire neighborhood. And then, you know, finally, yes, she does come back outside, and we all get to go back inside to where our food and warmth are. So, you know, that was kind of this nice little encapsulated thing. I think we did probably about 8 or 9 scenes, which, you know, generally lasts anywhere from about 15 to 30 minutes. And and that's how it went. And so, you know, sometimes we are going to have rules in the book if you wanted to do more of a campaign structure. It will involve a little bit more of having lessons that are specifically meant to be figured out over the course of time. But for the most part, it really is just sort of a one-shot game that you can play even with character creation in about 3 hours.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. There is something very alluring about getting to behave like a cat would or like a kitten would. Just something about the stuff they get up to.
It's lovely. It's actually a lot of fun.
The one component, I guess, that people would need to bring to this game, the cards. Is there a particular reason you guys chose to go with poker cards instead of like tokens or dice rolling or some other kind of bidding system?
It really just kind of came down to, originally, the very, very first iteration, it was using dice. And then we decided to go with the cards just because it was a mechanic that we both liked. And we're like, yeah, sure, let's play around with it. Then we ended up realizing that it really does kind of help with the chaotic feeling that we're going for. And so because doing the whole, you know, both of you having cards face down, getting ready to flip to show your bid, there's a little bit of tension to that. And that helps with the game. and also being able to up your scores as the game progresses. Like if you are doing good things, you're probably going to end up with better cards. And so if you are actually going towards learning to become a better cat, you're probably going to get better cards. Sometimes we have players that just try to get negative numbers no matter what, so they fail at everything. And sometimes being the catalyst in that way is really fun. And so it gives a little bit more creativity into what you're doing than something, you know, we didn't want it to have XP and things like that. So it gives a little bit of that element, but it makes it simpler. So that's why we really kind of ran with the card system. And one of the cool things that we're doing, one of the stretch goals for the Kickstarter is we're having an artist actually create a deck of cards with cats on it. So that way you can add that to your game, because I want that to exist. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. In case your plain poker cards are not good enough for this game,
exactly.
Get cat cards.
So
we are recording this in January, but right now we are talking to people in the future when they're listening to this in February. Tell us about this Kickstarter that they can go look at right this very minute.
Okay, so we have this Kickstarter for Laser Kittens that is up. We are asking for an initial goal of $4,500. Hopefully by the time you're listening to this, we have already funded. That would be amazing. The Kickstarter and the video were such a fun thing to make. It was a blast. You get to see a little bit of a couple of cats, including Professor Monks, who is Centaur's current cat, who ended up being a foster failure. He was one of the fosters that they had last year, and they decided to keep him.
And that sounds like a pretty good failure.
It is. It's the right kind of failure to have in your life. Yeah. The cool things, like I said, we're going to have the cards. We have a stretch goal to get the entire book done in color. Right now, we have an artist, Cynthia Lee. She's a friend of ours from Pittsburgh. Her art is perfect. As soon as we, you know, commissioned her for it, it's so good. It's so exactly what we wanted. I'd love to get all of her artwork done in color. That would be amazing. We're also going to have a couple other things where you can have yourself or your cat put in as an NPC. You can have pictures of your cat put into the book. I have a friend here in Cleveland who has a company called Chili Con Yarne, who she makes these really cute little plush animals. So she's making us plush laser kittens. So you could actually a little kitten with an LED light in it. So you can actually shine your laser at things. And we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Yeah, no.
Okay, this needs to be funded because I need that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun coming up with things. We're finalizing stuff for potentially a box set, because one of the things that at the last con that I did, we realized that you need some sort of indicator to show who the class captain is. And they were like, you know, maybe a little cat token. I'm like, how about cat ears? And they all went, yes.
Yes.
So...
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. See, you get this.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just fun. And that's the thing. I've had cats all my life. I love cats. And not everyone around me loves cats. And that's okay. And
they're just wrong. That's all.
It's just been a ton of fun. And that was actually one of the last games I ran. Somebody was looking for a pickup game and I still had a spot available, and I described the game to him. I was like, you're playing a kitten learning how to cat. He's like, I hate cats. Let's play. And he totally just went in, and it was really fun having somebody come in from, I'm not going to be adorable and cute. I'm going to be a mean little cat and nobody's going to like me. And it ended up being a lot of fun to play with. It was nice kind of having a natural antagonist in the game. So it was really cool.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
If we can just convince more of those types of people to play.
Correct.
then that'll be good. Yeah. Oh, I think that really cute art is going to help do it. That's
I love it.
There's some good stuff on the Kickstarter page. I like the vacuum. Little yes. Kittens running right from the vacuum.
Yes. And
that's so perfect.
I really like the cat selfies, especially the one of Harry, because cats don't like having their pictures taken. And that's one of the things. A lot of the NPCs and things that are in the game are kittens that we did foster. And so there's a picture of Brigadier Fuzzykins, who was one of my favorite kittens we ever fostered. I loved him so much. He was just floofy and he was just adorable. And so it's been really
fun. That's a lot of name.
What was that?
I said, that's a lot of name for a little cat.
There was a lot of floof on that cat. So he deserved a name that big. Like every time we would give him a bath, you'd be like, this kitten is tiny. He takes up no space. Where is his space? It was always really fun.
Oh, so the NPCs include other kittens. You mentioned a couple other animals, just non-cats. I like that they're classified as just, they're not cats.
Yeah, they're not cats. So we have some dogs, we have some rabbits, things like that. A lot of games that I've played have included, everybody wants to include birds. I've had people include ferrets. So you can bring whatever you'd like into the game, but yeah, we've definitely included some dogs who you can't communicate with. You guys don't speak the same language. It's like French and Mandarin. So, you know, you can kind of communicate, but not really. And it's a lot of fun to play with other animals too.
That's so good. I think you're required now to tell me about your cat.
Oh yes. Okay. So I have, just about a year ago, I adopted a cat named Julius. He is around 11 years old. He is FIV positive. His right eye is completely cataract over. He doesn't have his upper left fang, and something has happened to his vocal cords, and all he can say is, eh.
Oh.
I love him so much. He is a jerk, and he is very good at catting. Because he is a jerk. Yesterday morning, he jumped on my husband's face at 2 o'clock in the morning because he was out of water. So I know a lot of people are going to listen to this and be like, that sounds awful. And I'm sitting here going, no, he's just a good cat.
he's very good at being cat. He graduated from the kitten school.
Yes, clearly he graduated from the kitten school. But yeah, he had been astray over in East Cleveland, and an old man was feeding him. And unfortunately, the old man passed away, and his daughter went and collected all the cats he had been feeding and took them to a shelter. And so he's living the high life now. He's not out on the streets and in snowy, cold Cleveland every winter. So he's having a good time. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You heard it here. Get a shelter cat. They are the best.
Oh, shelter cats are the best. Actually, the last cat that I had in Pittsburgh when I was living with Stentor, her name was BC. And her and I were good friends. And then I moved in with Stentor and she dropped everyone else. She was completely obsessed with him. Would sit behind him on the couch and lick his hair till it was wet. After one summer, he's a professor at Slippery Rock University, and he went back to school, and we realized she was licking herself bald in spots. And we talked to the vet, and they said, did she lose a human that she really liked? We're like, well, he went back to work. They're like, put one of his shirts down. And she would just snuggle on his shirt till he came home. And she finally stopped licking herself bald because she was stressed because she thought he wasn't coming back.
So
Stentor is a cat stealer. I want everyone to know this. He stole a cat for me. And that's okay. But I'll never let him live it down. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. That traitor cat.
I know. Oh my gosh. She dropped me as fast as she could. It was amazing.
Oh my god! I'm looking at my cat, just like don't you dare, don't don't get any ideas. So what lasers does Julius have?
Oh,
do you think?
So Julius, I wish I could come up with a better name that would rhyme with pew, 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 but he definitely has ham, ham, ham.
Yeah.
Somebody who will remain unnamed, my husband, gave him ham once, and now he's obsessed with it. He wants ham all the time. And so we're pretty convinced that eh means ham. And that's all.
Sounds reasonable, yes.
And no, he would turn everything into ham.
I'm right there with you, Julius. That's a good power.
I know, it is a good power. But yeah, that would be his power.
So what else do we need to know about laser kittens or glitter cats? Either I'll just roll them all up into one thing here.
Okay. Let's see. For laser kittens, give it a shot. It's really a lot of fun. It's been really fun to introduce it to new people, and especially we are gearing it that, you know, probably about 8 and above can play it, as long as you can add and subtract negative and positive numbers. That's all you need to be able to do to actually play the game. And so, you know, if you have friends that like cats, make sure they know about it. If you know kids that like cats, make sure they know about it, because it's actually a really good way to get a little bit more into storytelling. And that's been one of my favorite things about it. It's just getting people to be a little bit more creative and come up with what they would do on their own as a kitten.
Nice. And it's not an expensive thing to back either. It looks like that you can just back at the PDF level, which is
the PDF level really will doable. Be $10. And then the actual soft cover book will be $25. So even if you wanted to pick up a book itself, it's still fairly cheap.
Absolutely.
We try to keep the price point down. All of our games are fairly low in price, just because it makes it a little bit more accessible, and it always works out better. As for glitter cats, if you like what you're hearing, you can find us on Twitter at Play Glitter Cats. We also have a Facebook page, again, Play Glitter Cats. We have a blog that we keep up. And we're at several bigger conventions every year. We definitely do Origins and Gen Con every year. We just did Midwinter Gaming Convention in Milwaukee earlier this month, and that was a lot of fun. And we also, for any other game designers out there, I go to Metatopia every year. I absolutely love that con. And that's actually where I met Megan. So
yay! It was a good time.
Yeah, no, it's always a blast. And it's such a good place to actually get to play test things. So if you see around, please come and say hi. And I really, really hope that, you know, if this game sounds great to you, you should go and back it. And I can't wait to hear about the adventures that your cats have. I love hearing the way games play out. It makes me really happy.
Yes, absolutely. If anybody backs this and plays this, tell Cheyenne, Modifier Loves Cats too. We want to hear your stories.
Absolutely, please.
Do you have Gen Con plans yet? I know it's a little early.
Yeah, we do have Gen Con plans. I won't say for certain, but we are, fingers crossed, going to have Laser Kittens available. The book's actually available to sell, and that con is the first one. We will definitely be running Laser Kittens with IGDN, the Indie Game Developers Network. Every year they have a game room, and we're definitely going to be running the game there. And we do actually have kind of the biggest level that you could back the game at, is that if you give that much money, one of us will actually run the game for you. And that would be a perfect thing to do at one of these cons. I've seen other Kickstarters do something like this, and it always ends up being a blast, and it's really fun. But yeah, gladly just come and let us know. If you can be in one of our games, we'd love to have you. So
yay. Yeah. All right. And so we're going to put the Glitter Cats, all of your Twitters and your Facebooks in our show notes.
Fantastic.
Is there anywhere people can find you on the internet if you want to be found?
I'm everywhere as Cheyenne Wall Grimes. On Facebook and Google Plus for people who are so inclined to actually be on Google Plus.
Yeah, it's a place where people go, I guess.
Yeah, if you one of the big things in game design, it's a thing, mm-hmm. but you know, the rest of the outside world is like, what, you get on Google Plus? So if you are on Google Plus, absolutely add me into your circle. So
all the game people are there. It is the funniest thing to me, and it will never stop being funny.
I know. I laugh about it all the time. Anytime somebody's like, what's the best way to network not going to cons, and I say Google Plus, they look at me like I have three heads.
Yeah. So. Like, that still exists? What's happening?
It does. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure. It was great talking cats and cat games. Woo-hoo. My two favorite things.
Yes.
Thanks again to Cheyenne for being on the show and for talking about kittens and cats with me. I feel a little better now about my post-con blues, knowing that they are successfully funded and that sometime in the near future, an adorable kitten RPG will be waiting for me in my mailbox. A link to the Laser Kittens Kickstarter can be found in the show notes, and it's also a pretty easy search. Like I said, they have reached their funding goal, and actually, as I've been recording this, I got the email saying that they reached their stretch goal for those custom kitten playing cards. There are new tiers now where you can get the book or the PDF with two packs of kitten cards. I don't know why you're still listening to this and not frantically Googling for this Kickstarter. Get in on this. It's going to be so, so great. I'd also like to point out that I totally predicted this, and I promise to use my newfound psychic powers only for good. Also, heroes, we're still hard at work on the Modifier Gets a Lawyer episode, so if you have any lingering legal questions about the Wizards of the Coast 5th Edition Open Gaming License, get those in soon. We'll be moving on that one probably before the next modifier airs, so email me, tweet me, Tumbles, Reddit, whatever you've got, send them our way. Keep up with Modifier at our headquarters, modifierpodcast.tumblr.com. We're also on Twitter at Modifier Podcast, and don't forget we're taking your legal questions about the Open Gaming License. Please understand that while we are going to have a real-life lawyer on the show, this isn't binding legal advice and it doesn't count as a client-attorney relationship. He is a cool friend doing us a cool favor, so let's make this a good experience. You can send those questions, other questions, comments, suggestions, contributions, whatever you've got, to modifierpodcast@gmail.com. Modifier is proud to be part of the One Shot Podcast Network, an amazing family of RPG podcasts like Backstory, an interview show hosted by my favorite con roomie, Alex Roberts, where she digs deep with notable game designers about how they came to be so dang cool. Find out more at oneshotpodcast.com. Modifier's theme music was created by my favorite bothan, Kat Greenfield, whose myriad talents are on display at katgreenfield.com. Next time on Modifier, I talk to PK Sullivan about his multi-GM game, Heroes Fall. See you then!